Welcome back to 570 News Midday. Glenn Peltier filling in on Rogers TV and 570 News. Further to breaking news moments ago here on 570 News. Two female police officers with Waterloo Regional Police have filed a $150 million class action lawsuit against the police service for what they say was systemic and institutional gender-based discrimination and harassment. I want to read you a statement from the lawyer acting on behalf of those two plaintiffs, Constable Angelina Rivers and Constable Sharon Zair, and I quote, a class action lawsuit has been issued against the Waterloo Regional Police Service and the Waterloo Regional Police Association for, quote, systemic and institutional gender-based discrimination and harassment, sexual harassment, and sexual assault. Representative plaintiffs Constable Angelina Rivers and Constable Sharon Zair allege that they were subjected to routine harassment and abuse at the hands of their mere colleagues and superiors. Any effort to address these issues internally were dismissed and resulted in additional ridicule, degradation, and retaliation to the plaintiffs, pointing to a culture of misogyny that was tolerated and even promoted at the highest levels of the organization, unquote. That is a statement from Toronto law firm Grosso McCarthy. Now, we're also going to let you know what regional police have had to say about this in their official statement released moments ago. And they say, yesterday, the Waterloo Regional Police Services Board and the Waterloo Regional Police Association were served a class action lawsuit alleging the aforementioned systemic and institutional gender-based discrimination and harassment. Quote, some of the allegations attributed by the plaintiffs date back to 1988, and those have only just come to the attention of our service. That is a quote from Regional Police Chief Brian Larkin, who goes on to say, quote, some were already the subject of an investigation by an independent law firm and dealt with appropriately, unquote. Mr. Larkin goes on in his statement saying, Chief Larkin and the board take these allegations seriously. It is important to note they remain allegations and have not been proven in a court of law. Joining me now is lawyer Doug Elliott of the Toronto firm Grosso McCarthy and one of the plaintiffs, Constable Angelina Rivers. Welcome to you both. Thanks for joining me today.
Thank you. I should just correct. The name of my law firm is Cambridge LLP. Okay. Grosso McCarthy is our PR firm that issued the press release.
Okay. Cambridge LLP. Okay.
Yeah, like the city of Cambridge.
All right. And you're based in Toronto, correct?
Yes, that's right.
Okay. Now, I understand that you would like to speak first to provide the basis for the lawsuit and provide some context, and that you would like to be followed by Constable Rivers. Is that correct?
Right.
Okay. First to you, sir. Can you describe the essence of the class action, what is being alleged?
Right. So the class action alleges that there is a toxic work environment at the Waterloo Regional Police Service, a toxic environment of misogyny that includes sexual discrimination, sexual harassment, and even sexual assault, that this has been endemic at the Waterloo Regional Police Service since it was formed in 1973, that women have been systematically subjected to discrimination there, and that the highest levels of management have failed to address the situation, that the Waterloo Regional Police Association has failed to address the situation, and therefore the plaintiffs must have recourse to the courts to obtain redress for the violation of their rights, and the suit seeks over $100 million in damages. There's also a claim for the spouses of the and family members of the women that were directly impacted.
All right, you said what is being alleged. Now, what is the basis for those allegations?
Well, there's a conduct that I think would get anyone fired from your radio station or my law firm. It includes sexual propositions. It includes circulating a picture of a senior officer's penis to subordinate officers. It includes retaliation against women who complained by refusing to provide them with backup. You can ask Chief Larkin, and you can check this out yourself, but you will see that there has never been a woman as the chief of Waterloo Police, as the head of Waterloo Police Association, as head of the Waterloo Police Service Board. You've only ever had two female superintendents. You have none right now. You've never had a female deputy chief, and you only have two inspectors out of 12 inspectors currently. It's very clear that women don't get a fair shake. Just imagine if Justin Trudeau right now only had two women in his cabinet and they were both at the most junior level. I think Canadians would be outraged. And the people of the region of Waterloo should be outraged that there's only two women in senior management at Waterloo Regional Police Service after 40 years. And
well, with due respect, sir, that's a separate issue. Male dominance.
Not a separate issue.
Male dominance in a workplace doesn't necessarily translate into sexual harassment. Not necessarily.
No, but sexual harassment explains why women are not advancing. Sexual discrimination explains why women are not advancing. You've got 6% of senior management who are women there. That's less than half the national average, which is already a disgraceful 12%. This is not something that happened by accident. This is a problem that has been ignored for years at the Waterloo Regional Police Service by successive leaders of that police service. And until Chief Larkin and the leaders of the Waterloo Regional Police Service admit that they have a problem and do something to address it, and he says they've taken effective action, well, if they've taken effective action, why is his senior management team so bereft of women?
Mr. Elliott, what is the time frame of these allegations? A regional police issued a statement moments ago, and I'll quote, this is Mr. Larkin speaking via statement. Some of the allegations attributed by the plaintiffs date back to 1988, and those have only just come to the attention of our service. What is the time frame we're talking about here?
It's from right now, right back to the founding of the police service. This problem exists today, and the reference to 1988 is disingenuous. As Chief Larkin knows, one of our representative plaintiffs, who you're going to be hearing from in a moment, Constable Angie Rivers, she is still on the payroll of the Waterloo Regional Police Service. She's off on stress leave. She has PTSD as a result of the treatment that she received. Her situation was investigated by the Waterloo Regional Police Service, and it was found that her complaints were justified. And yet, there has been no disciplinary action taken against any of the officers who were responsible for her ill treatment or anyone else. In the entire history of the Waterloo Regional Police Service, no male police officer has ever been dismissed, demoted, or otherwise seriously disciplined for sexual assault, sexual harassment, or sexual discrimination. If that's effectively dealing with the problem, then Chief Larkin and I have a different view of what effectively dealing with the problem is.
All right, Doug, if you want to hang on for just a moment, and can you hand the phone over to Constable Angelina Rivers?
Yes.
All right, thank you.
She is.
All right. Constable Rivers, are you there? Hello, Constable Rivers.
Hello.
Angelina, thank you very much for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Why are you pursuing this lawsuit? Tell us what has happened to you.
The things that have happened to me are numerous over the years, but the reason why I'm pursuing these matters in this venue is to finally get some attention and accountability. I have been disregarded or ignored through every other method that I've tried. So we're hoping to have some progress this way.
Okay, so this is a last resort for you because you were saying your voice was not being heard.
No, my first complaint of sexual harassment occurred in 2013. My second complaint occurred in 2015. I also took that one to the Human Rights Tribunal, where it's still standing currently. And to this day, I have never heard an apology. I have never heard anything that acknowledges or validates how I was treated and the things that I went through.
Are you still with the are you still with the police service?
I am still employed by the police service, yes.
Okay. Can you please describe for us what you're alleging or what happened to you?
Well, the statement of claim will be public. There's a brief outline there that will detail how I was treated on patrol. I was the victim of terrible rumors. I was isolated on my shift. I was bullied and ostracized both socially as well as professionally at work. I made a complaint when I had proof that my safety was in jeopardy. I knew not to make a complaint before that, as it would be my word against someone else's. But once I had that concrete proof that I needed to make a complaint, I did that. Essentially nothing happened, and I was shamed for speaking out, and the treatment got worse.
Okay, so what I want to know is, how were you treated? What are you complaining about? The lawsuit alleges systemic and institutional gender-based discrimination and harassment. How were you harassed?
So, sexual rumors were circulated about me. All of my professional achievements were said to have been achieved on my knees, so to speak. That is absolutely harassment. I worked incredibly hard to achieve the few pieces of recognition that I got, and it was all being trivialized by sexual rumors, as well as rumors about how I behaved on the road as an officer, how I treated the public.
The statement issued by your lawyer says that when you requested backup, when you were dispatched to dangerous situations, male officers refused to provide you with backup?
That's correct. I had known for quite some time that I was being shunned and isolated on the shift. I would not get backup unless dispatch directly assigned somebody to attend my call. For a while, that's the only way I got any backup, which is not consistent with policing on any other platoon or any healthy platoon.
Another statement from your lawyer from Cambridge LLP says you received sexually inappropriate text messages and photographs from your direct superior.
Yes, that's correct. When I was on patrol, I was working hard to advance my career to the detective level. So I was liaising with sergeants and other people in the field or in that area of specialty. And very quickly, the conversations went from professional to personal, and then I received messages of asking me for pictures of myself, offering to send pictures of himself to me, telling me he was naked and drunk.
In your estimation, Constable, is this a widespread issue within the police service or isolated in your case and the co-plaintiffs?
This is in no way isolated. Well before I made this complaint, when I was on patrol and a fairly new constable, several of us female officers were in the change room one day, and we happened to be discussing a certain male sergeant who was making passes and coming on to new recruit officers. And through this conversation, myself and four other women discovered that we were harassed by the exact same sergeant. And in some cases, this sergeant followed them to their homes, showed up at their houses uninvited. He followed me out to my car. This is absolutely not isolated.
What happened when you tried to address the issues, when you voiced your concerns?
Well, the response, I went directly to my staff sergeant, and after some time, I was told that the offenders in this incident would be given a verbal warning, and I objected to that because I'm speaking specifically of when I wasn't getting backup. I didn't think that that was reflective of the circumstances, and I expressed my objection, and I was told, too bad, discipline is progressive, and we're going to start with a verbal warning. And that was the end of that.
The lawyer's statement says you were ridiculed at every turn when you tried to make your superiors aware. Is that fair to say?
I was absolutely ridiculed. My sergeants on my shift, they micromanaged my work. They made it very clear whose side they were on. Every minute of my shift, I was all of a sudden asked to account for. And being an officer that was on 6 or 7 years at this point, I was self-motivated and independent, as one usually is at that point in their career. So this was a drastic change to how I had been treated in the past. So I was not only harassed by platoon mates, but it was also furthered and supported by the leadership.
Constable Rivers, thank you very much for sharing your time with us this afternoon.
Thank you very much for listening. That was refreshing.
And to lawyer Doug Elliott of Cambridge LLP, thank you for sharing your time as well.
Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Again, to recap, two female police officers with Waterloo Regional Police have filed a $150 million class action lawsuit against the force for what they say was systemic and institutional gender-based discrimination and harassment. An associated family class lawsuit is seeking damages of $17 million, bringing the total to $167 million. This is 570 News Midday on Rogers TV and 570 News.